Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, I have to ask a question. Who here has ever thought that they would like to have a holiday in Slovenia?
Slovenia. I have to admit that that's not crossed my mind.
Not up the top of your list? No, not
true. You either, Tristan? No.
Well, how about if I sweetened the deal by saying, how about the town of Zalek in Slovenia?
It sounds exotic.
That hasn't really sweetened the deal?
No.
How about if I appeal to those of you who like a beer and let you know that the town of
Tristan
Zalek...
Tristan likes a beer, don't you?
Yes,
Tristan
I do.
Likes,
I like...
Tristan just likes a drink, full stop, all right?
I wouldn't mind a pint.
See? If anyone would like to deliver. But anyway, now, the small Slovenian town of Zalek,
yes,
in an attempt to boost tourism, has decided to bring beer into the tourism equation. And they're going they're going to build a fountain for beer. That's right. It is a beer fountain.
So it's a monument to the best beer in the country.
Well, they grow hops in that area.
Right. So they're beer producers.
Yes.
They're going to produce this lovely
fountain
that's a monument to their
city
product. Yes. I was going to say their gross national product. But no.
It will actually be
a fountain. Top product of their region.
Yes. And it's a fountain that will be having beer come out of it.
It's a water fountain that's celebrating.
No. The fountain will be having beer coming out of it. That is why it is referred to as a beer fountain.
Is this a Willy Wonka chocolate factory thing where the fountain will purify the beer?
I have a feeling that many of the people around that area may think that, especially the people who don't mind a drink.
So you won't be allowed to drink from it?
You will be allowed to drink from it.
No, really?
Yes.
You stick your glass under the fountain and fill it up, they'll stop making money.
Chris, it will have a variety of Slovenian beers coming out of the various... spray parts of it.
Oh.
You will pay.
I wonder if they'll have one of those little cherub things.
You will pay.
Peeing the beer.
You'll be paying €6 for 3 servings of beer from the beer fountain.
Oh, so you're going to pay before you go and collect.
And you will be getting a souvenir cup to go along with it.
I want my beer in a cup.
Well, you know, mug, whatever the hell it is. Something that's
Stein?
Not very something that's not very expensive, seeing as you're only paying €6.
Oh, okay.
So it may well be plastic and disposable.
Right.
So that will be their big thing now. It's going to cost them a mere €300,000 to build it.
It's not very expensive, is it?
Well, just for a fountain in a nowheresville. So if you are hopping over to Slovenia, make sure you pop past the beer fountain. You're not allowed to do a Barney and stick your face under it.
What city?
Zalek.
So
I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it, not Dalek.
You know, because this is going to be an amazing attraction, and people are going to want to travel to Zalek.
Yes.
So are they
even
also
non-alcoholics might go there.
So I'm assuming that they've already built their airport and their bus station and their extra hotels.
See, you might assume that, but you would be wrong. You need to fly into somewhere else and drive, which is a problem in itself.
They need help, don't they?
But I'm sure once you've passed out on the pavement, that'll be fine.
That'll work, yes.
Yeah. Now, this is going out to all of you girls who like girls, who may have been recently singled.
Oh, that doesn't happen.
I know, just not long after Valentine's Day. But yes, if you're of the recently separated, recently on your own type variety.
But you have to, but a girl who... was with a girl.
Yes. It's for the lesbians.
Right.
But no, that's it, all right?
Okay.
Now, one of the...
Doesn't apply to the rest of us.
No. A girl I believe in the US, has started up something to help you to get through the trauma of the breakup.
Nice of her.
So what she's decided is she started a project called Chin Up Dreamboat.
Chin Up Dreamboat.
Chin Up Dreamboat. Now, what do you think this could possibly be to help... girls who like girls who have just broken up with a girl.
That statement in itself doesn't sound very lesbian. And, you know, I'm attuned to the lesbian lingo.
Well, look, it is, all right?
Oh, wow.
And what it uses real breakup stories and experience to help heal, laugh and love together.
Lesbians don't
but
do
obviously
that.
Separate,
she,
obviously.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
But it's about breakups. What do you think it would be? What is this new tool to help lesbians who have broken up? And don't you go there when I just said tool.
Dating app.
Nope.
Website.
Nope. Should I help?
It's a cushion to cry into.
No, well, you know what? It's a colouring book.
Oh, my God.
So Chin Up Dreamboat is actually a colouring book with various pictures you can colour in it of real-life situations of girls who have, you know, been dumped or broken up or whatever. So you're going to be colouring in those pictures of those sad girls.
I reckon you'd only need black and red and purple colouring pencils. The angry colours.
Well, it might be sad, though, as well, because you might be the one that
by the time you're colouring in those, you can imagine the pen would be held with
scratching right through,
like the marks on the knuckles from holding the pen so tight and scribbling in between the lines and.
Right, well, you're thinking back a little way, aren't you, Chris? Now, no. Here's what she said. I was motivated to create this colouring book because, you know, colouring books for adults are the thing at the moment. Now, the comical nature of her own lesbian breakup was, you know, the thing. So it's meant to be funny.
The comical nature of the lesbian breakup. See, this is, I've not heard this lingo before, and I thought I was attuned.
She got dumped, and she thought it was funny.
I've never heard a lesbian say that. Well, actually, let's face it. Nobody who gets... Well, no, actually, I've heard boys laugh at being dumped because they go, actually, I was hoping it would end anyway. But that's boys.
So, no, we're not talking about boys. Mm. It's for girls. Mm. So all you dreamboats out there who have just been dumped, you can get this colouring book, but there is one actual precondition on you getting the colouring book. You have to pitch in for her Kickstarter to actually get it made.
Oh, so it's not ready yet.
No. So please hold off on those breakups for at least another couple of months while she gets the colouring book ready. Then you can dump, you know, just break up with each other. It's fine.
And then they could do what I could do in the meantime.
What?
Well, I'd just go and put myself in a YouTube hole with Justice Crew film clips.
Oh, you mean like a normal night in for us?
Right. News in brief.
Yes. First up, Mariah Carey has announced that she will not be having children with James Packer.
Well,
I'm not sure if he even asked, but she has announced that she is not having children with him.
I'm glad that she got that off her chest.
It's an ample chest too. Mm. Now, I'm not sure if that's wise, because, you know, popping out a child is a good way of making sure you keep a good chunk of that fortune.
But she doesn't need the cash. This is the thing. Why would she be... The cash obviously isn't the motivation.
Oh, Chris, it obviously is. Have you seen James? Anyway, now moving on. Kylie has announced that she is official. She is in love with Joshua. How do you say his name? Is it Sassy or Sass?
I don't care.
Well, whatever
it is. I'd be in love with him too.
Whatever it is.
He's hot.
Well, and she has been talking marriage, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, you know.
And she will be changing
her name. She's only a couple of years behind me, so.
But she'll be changing her name. She will not be Kylie Minogue anymore.
Of course
not,
she will.
That will be her stage name.
Yes.
But her actual name will be Kylie Sack.
Well, I need to, like you said with Mariah, I wonder if she asked James first if she could say she's not having children. I wonder if Kylie's actually asked, what's his name? I don't think about his name. I just think
Sassy.
About his chest and his abs.
Maybe that's all she was thinking about, though.
I wonder if she asked whether, you know, he's ever going to ask her to marry.
Look, she's...
Although it's a leap year this year, isn't it? No. Is it a leap year? It is a leap year.
It is this year.
Yeah, so she can ask him.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that traditional sort of hetero thing that you do.
That's what's referred to as marriage. But now we go to the burn of the week. And this was officially described as the burn of the week.
Right.
From a stepmother, a step parent to a stepchild.
Well, yes, the two go together.
Yes. Caitlyn Jenner has delivered a burn to Kim.
Oh, yeah, because she's a Kardashian, yes.
Well, no, she's a Jenner, but, you know.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Kim's a Kardashian, but Caitlyn is a Jenner.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yes.
We've worked it all out?
I know. It's hard to keep track, particularly when I don't watch the show. But I think I've got it that Caitlyn has been married to a number of women and has a number of kids with all of them.
I know. There are a lot of Jenner children out there.
Yes.
A lot.
And some of them were adopted but kept their original father's name, and so that's how...
It's all very confusing. It's a tangled web. But Caitlyn has delivered a burn to Kim while talking about that dress. Now, remember that dress Kim wore that looked like a pair of curtains that she wore?
Oh, that awful.
It was very Sound of Music.
To an awards night.
Yes. And she just popped up and just said, talking about Kim in an interview. Mm. She had that flowery outfit on that went from head to toe and it still pops its ugly head up once in a while, you know. That's not nice, Caitlin.
No, you don't want your 69-year-old dad talking about your fashion sense, do you?
Well, let's be honest. These days, Caitlin dresses way better than Kim.
True.
Now, we just have to point out something for all the Kanye people out there.
Kanye, yes.
Yes. Now, Kanye, as you know, is a reputed singer.
Reputed.
Reputed. In his own mind.
Reportedly.
He produces some sort of crap that passes as music these days, and apparently he's a fashion designer as well.
Well, that's self-claimed.
There's a lot of self-claim with him. And he's good friends with old Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
And so he puts all his stuff on Tidal. Now, in case you're not sure, Tidal is that service for music streaming that nobody subscribes to.
No, because it's ridiculously expensive.
That one. Hmm. So he put his new album, The Life of Pablo, onto our Tidal. And it's a Tidal exclusive, which means you would think nobody has heard his album.
No.
But that would be incorrect. Because unfortunately, I'm guessing the security systems in Tidal are not very good.
Oh, dear.
Because
Jay-Z's going to be in trouble.
Because the album, which is exclusive to Tidal, is now available pretty much everywhere you can find a torrent service.
Right.
And
it only takes one person. Oh, no, because you can't buy it. You're only streaming it.
Yeah. So, because it's only available on Tidal or at the Pirate Bay. Now, it turns out that Kanye's new album, which is only available on Tidal,
so you say,
is currently the most stolen album that there is. They have, in only a few days, 500,000 copies have been stolen. Well, I am amazed that people wanted this freaking album for nothing.
I'm thinking,
Why would you want it?
He will probably claim that as a success. Look how much he's in demand. And if only he could have got those people to pay.
If only. Nobody wants it that much.
Well, possibly.
I wouldn't even waste the bandwidth myself. But anyway, so if you do want it, it's out there for free.
Don't encourage pirates.
Well, otherwise you can subscribe to Tidal.
All right, okay.
Now, Jay-Z. Who's still battling cheating rumours, he showed love to the lovely Beyoncé by sending her... Now, this shows, of course...
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah, well, no, for the Super Bowl performance it. It shows that he's not cheating because he sent her 10,000 roses.
Yes. When husbands send wife 10,000 roses, always proves they're not cheating.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
He's obviously not cheating. And Rihanna, her brand new album, Anti, I believe that means it's anti-good. how many physical copies do you think it sold in its first week?
Oh, thousands. It did so well.
Yeah. It officially sold 1,000 copies.
Wow.
But apparently, they were actually bought by the record company, and apparently it only sold 460 copies in the entirety of the US. Because it's crap.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Now, the Oscars.
The Oscars.
They're coming up.
They are.
And they're a big event. Well, you know, they're kind of the pinnacle of the awards shows. I don't personally think they are, but they are considered the pinnacle of it. Well, nothing I like ever wins an award.
Right.
And everything that wins an award, I think, is a lousy piece of crap.
Right. So you're out of step with the whole world.
I know.
Basically.
They're never going to appoint me as one of the Oscar voter type people. Because, you know, I'd sit there and give awards to things that, you know, the rest of them look down their snooty noses at.
You'd nominate Sharknado.
Hey, we're up to Sharknado 3, Chris?
Yeah, exactly. So that...
Hell
you know,
no.
I think you
that
just...
was a good movie. But at the Oscars, they like to invite all the hoi polloi of, you know, Tinseltown. And they shower these bastards with gifts while they're there. Not only do they get a free invite to the thing... They get gifts. And they don't just get, you know, like a chocolate or a box of popcorn. No. They get a goodie bag, which is actually worth over $200,000.
Sorry?
That's right. A goodie bag worth over $200,000. Now, the seat fillers don't get this. Only the real celebrities get
right.
this. Right. So, here's what you'll be getting.
So they get paid to go, basically.
Effectively, yes. But it's a gift, so it doesn't count as taxable income.
Yeah, right.
See, it's a gift. Now, here's what they get. There's $6,000 worth of luxury pet food.
Oh.
I don't know what the hell that pet food is, but there's $6,000's worth of it.
Okay.
I'm assuming they get a voucher and not a big bag of tin.
It's your 100-kilo bag of dry food.
Hey, go on, you cart that back out the red carpet. They also get a $1,900 vampire breast lift.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-surgical breast lift, and it's done with blood.
I wish I didn't know what that was.
It's a real thing. Oh, this one's from David Hunt. They get a roll of $275 luxury toilet paper.
Right.
With moisturising set.
Oh.
I'm not sure if they're linked, but anyway.
Okay.
It must be really good toilet paper. Mm. Really good. They also get two holidays, one 55 grand trip to Israel and a 55 grand trip to Japan. Because, you know, these people can't afford to go on holidays. Obviously, they can't afford to buy toilet paper either. But for the girls as well, because there's a girl's bag and a boy's bag, the girls also get something called it's a $250 item. So it's obviously the cheapest thing, and I include the actual bag was that. They get a female arouser, which offers the female arouser, which offers gentle suction and stimulation.
Everybody you get... goes to the Grammys, gets one of these.
No, the Oscars.
Yeah, the Oscars, I mean.
And this is why they don't invite Miley, because she'd use it.
While she was there.
Right there.
My God.
Like, pan away from Miley. She's using it. Oh, God. And I will say, in case you've missed it, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is actually on at the moment.
Mm.
There are other things on television besides My Kitchen Rules.
Yes.
Just pointing this out to people.
I'm a Celebrity's rating okay.
It's doing all right. It's beating Australia's Got Talent.
Right.
But it's getting killed by
MKR,
which I really hate. I love it. I'm still going to say it. Julia Morris is my favourite host on television still.
Even when she was doing Australia's Got Talent.
Well, she was... Anyway, she was better than Husey. But they've actually got hold of some of the initial demands or... requests that some of the celebrities put in there prior to them going into the jungle.
Right.
They said, look, can I? I know we're in the jungle, but can I have this?
Right.
Now, first up, Val Lehman, who I will say I have so much respect for now.
She's that as tough woman, as the character she played in Prisoner, I tell you.
I know.
She's a good old soul.
She is brilliant. Nothing phases that woman.
No.
And I mean nothing. But... what she actually asked producers if she could have prior to going in was she has a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
They get backpacks. And she did ask if they could fill her backpack with cask wine.
Look, I can respect that request.
And you can just imagine Belle saying that too, can't you? Lorena.
Lorena, yes, yeah, the model.
Yeah, well, no. Look, whatever the hell she is, she's the one who was on The Bachelor, apparently.
That's
she's
right.
one of the losers from The Bachelor. Her request was that she would get a spray tan every few days in the jungle.
To what?
So that was actually her request before going
to
in.
To get her spray tan done.
Every few days. I'm pretty sure they told her to get stuffed, and if you ask again, you're out of the jungle.
Perhaps if they explained that when you wash in offal, it'll probably come off.
She's got too much dignity for that, right?
Not to eat it.
I can't stand her. And Anthony Kalea.
Yeah. Oh.
What do you think his request was before going into the jungle?
Well, he'd want his phone and his ciggies, probably, but...
No. That wasn't it. No, they are... The smokers are allowed to smoke.
Oh, are they?
There's a special little spot that they're allowed to smoke off-screen. That's the one thing they're all allowed to do if that was smokers before.
Oh.
No. Anthony Kalea asked for a box that so he could stand on during... drink some of the close-up shots so he would appear taller. And judging from all the close-up shots, they didn't give it to him.
No. Oh, my God. No. You made that up.
No.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, great show. You should be watching it.
Yeah.
CNC Drumming Factory presents the weekly world news headlines, the world's only reliable news.
A Cameroonian family, that's Cameroonian family, has moved out of their house after a live cow came crashing through their roof. It was midnight and the family was in the lounge room watching an Adam Sandler movie, poor things, when the cow crashed through the roof, landing right in front of them. It turns out the cow was able to walk onto their roof due to the design of the house. Convinced the house is cursed, the family have now moved out. The cow, who was unharmed, just shocked, has decided to move to the now abandoned home. Its first job was to smash the Adam Sandler DVD. The world's stupidest woman has had her Facebook friends tattooed on her arm. Yes, a woman in Holland, known only by her screen name of SusieJ87, has had her profile pictures of all 152 Facebook friends tattooed on her arm as a sleeve. We don't know if her friends are flattered, really scared, or now possibly dead, but we hope that none defriend her. That could be a problem. A Parisian woman got the shock of her life. She was dining in a ritzy restaurant and enjoying her lobster thermidor. Unfortunately, with one fork load of meat, she found a human eye staring back at her. She's now suing the restaurant for 1.9 million euros, claiming she can no longer eat. Police and the local health inspector were on the site quickly and confirmed, yes, it was a human eye. But how it got in the meal was a mystery. The police said, no one who works in the restaurant nor any of the diners were missing an eyeball. So yes, it's a real mystery. Police are calling on anyone who's recently lost an eyeball to contact them immediately. A US woman has been arrested and charged with trying to sell her one-year-old child. Turns out she was trying to sell him for $5,000 to pay for a nose job. The unnamed woman, whose nose does look like a witch's, has said, I've been taking care of that boy for 24 hours a day for nearly a year. I want to do something for me for a change. The child is now expected to be placed with Madonna, who has agreed to pay the full asking price.
That was the weekly World News, your only reliable news.
Would you like to hear something about porn?
Not admitting anything.
Now, and notice, Tristan has just left the room because he had to go and have a look at some porn.
Doesn't want to hear.
No, he's gone off to watch some. And Adam Samuel is, of course, an aficionado of the pornography.
How do you know?
Because he told me.
Oh.
Now, pornography. It is now the way to save whales. And I mean the ones that swim in the water, out in the oceans. All right?
Really?
Not the other kind.
Really? How is... I need this connection, please.
Well, see? Now your porn addiction can save the whales.
Okay.
In a month-long event, the porn site Pornhub is donating... Wait for this amount. Like, it's astonishingly large, this amount, which would be funny for a porn site. They are donating 1 cent, right? A whole cent.
Yes.
For every 2,000 videos that are watched.
Right.
See, they are so generous. The spirit of generosity of 1 cent per 2,000 videos.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do they have, like... millions
admittedly,
of streams.
Admittedly, 79 billion videos were watched on their website in 2014.
Okay, well, that's not so bad then.
So they're hoping you won't raise $30,000 for the whales.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll keep one whale in food for a day.
Mm. Well, it'll keep one or two away from the Japanese. That's all we can say.
Yeah.
So if you are watching porn, it's for the whales. That's what you can say to
think
people
who
bust you doing
it. Think of the whale. 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 Think of the whale.
Now, as you know, since 1989, The Simpsons has been on air.
And that's incredible.
If you don't actually know what it is, well, obviously you need to get educated, but it is now the longest-running animated program in history.
It's been...
Or American
how
history.
Long, what's the year age on it now?
Well, it started in 1989.
So that's... it's 30,
whatever that works out to.
37 years?
Well, maybe 27.
1989. Yeah, good point. Look, I'm not saying that maths was ever my forte, okay?
Now, as you would know, it's an animated show. So generally, animated shows take a fair while to actually make because you've got to do all the animation and then slot in the voices or whichever order they do it in.
Well, you imagine after 20-odd years, they'd be pretty fast at it. Now it should just be like an Android application.
Well, they're reasonably quick at it, but they're going to actually change things around now. An episode coming up on the 15th of May in the US of A, so we'll probably get it, I don't know, in the next 3 years or something. But they are actually going to have a live segment of The Simpsons. That's right. So we get a segment of The Simpsons, which will be broadcast 100% live. That is animation and talking, all done live.
Really?
Yes.
How fast can you draw? Because you know what? You've got to get it in before the commercial break.
And thank God they're not going to try and draw it and animate it. It'll be done with motion capture technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be that, you know, the other type of way that they look, a bit 3D-ish, I guess.
Right.
And, of course, the voices will be done live. So they're, what they're asking people to do is send through questions that Homer will answer live on TV at the end of the episode. So it's only a 3-minute segment, and they've promised that it will be live, and the way they're going to show you that it's live is they're going to talk about things that have literally just happened.
Ah.
So to mention a few things, so you go, oh, they can't have pre-recorded it 3 weeks ago, because that only just happened.
Right.
So I think it'll be pretty good. So it'll be very good to see whenever we actually get to see it in this country, because as we know, Channel 11 are not exactly rapid with their Simpsons episodes.
Is that where it's been delegated to these days?
It's over on 11. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because Channel 10 is just so interesting.
Yeah, it's over there with Neighbours and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now. God, that's awful.
Oh, do I hear some animosity in your voice?
No, it's the word is hatred.
Right. Hatred in your voice.
I love the actual show. I hate the tack-on show.
Speaking of, he can't hear us because they've turned the music down at the back of where they do the training. I've heard it. And it's a big birthday for him this year. The big 5-0. I've got no idea what to get him because I'm only 30. What does a 30-year-old get a mature man?
Gets out. But, of course, we are going up. We'll be at Mardi Gras for Chris's birthday,
mm-hmm.
although just before Chris's birthday.
Right.
So we'll be partying with 10,000 of our closest friends. And then we're off to recover on a beach after that.
Anybody
would like to come up to Mardi Gras and say happy birthday to Chris, we'll see you there.
Tristan's lovely partner messaged in. But Tristan's not happy about it.
Well, Tristan's partner Chris,
yes.
The other Chris of the area,
uh-huh.
He just sent a message in and said, nice music, enjoying your show on the way home from work. Minion was unhappy because what was missing from that?
No mention.
Any mention.
Oh, well, we love you, Tristan. You're a great part of this radio show.
So you know what there's going to be? Hell to pay when he gets home.
Or no sex. Isn't that the general? If you don't mention your partner on air, there's no sex?
As far as I know for them, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
They're like at it.
Ugh. Speaking of someone who isn't probably getting anything right now, let alone a dollar.
Oh no, I reckon Kanye would be getting a bit of it. But yeah, as you know, he had his big launch for his album and his fashion on last week.
I thought it was really sweet that Northwest actually wrote the track titles on a piece of paper for him.
Yeah.
I'm guessing by the handwriting.
And, of course, the most amateurish-looking album cover that has been seen since album covers were invented for The Life of Pablo, which, again, is like, what the hell album title?
Don't mess with Kanye or he will come in. I'm expecting him to just waltz in the studio going, yo, I'm going to let you finish, Cam, but I just want to say Kim makes better radio than you. That's what I'm guessing.
We'll deal with him. Now, let's be honest, because he did have his wife and his children in the audience of this spectacular
of
type
the album
thing,
launch.
Where, at which point he was talking at one point, I believe, about having sex with Taylor Swift because he made her. Always classy to do in front of your wife and your children.
What? So are you serious?
Yes. He also did at one point mention about his wife's sex tape while he was up on the stage. Here's actually what he said. He mentioned in a little rappy bit, he said, I'd be friends with Ray J if we didn't love the same bitch. And you know who he was talking about?
Ray J.
Kim. Ray J was the man who Kim had sex with in the sex tape.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's calling his wife a bitch on stage. He's so classy. And then, of course, he really just topped it all off by launching a video game about his now dead mother.
That guy,
the video game, you have to help Donda, that's her name, or it was, you have to help Donda get to heaven in the video game. God, it sounds great, doesn't it? So she'll be flying through the clouds on the back of a Pegasus, and the idea is you have to get her through the gates of heaven.
Right.
And then, as Kanye described it, this S was hard to do, man.
Sorry, I can't. I was trying not to laugh the whole time. That is the biggest load of crap I have ever heard.
Like his album and his fashion.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.